Hello, friends. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Limitless Living for Women podcast. I actually had to redo this intro from when it was previously done because I needed to add in a huge thank you from the bottom of this big ass heart of mine for everybody that tuned in to episode 1 and that sent little notes about it and how the words had landed for you and just, you know, any positive feedback was just so appreciated because I really am loving this medium of expression and I'm so excited for all to come. On that note, let's dig into episode 2, Limitless Living. Where did it begin? What do I really mean by limitless living? And my hopes for this brand and everything to come. Welcome back, friends. Episode 2 of the LL for Women podcast with your host, Pam Fontas here. And today we're talking all about limitless living, how it began, why it began, the brand name and how it evolved, all of the things. But just like any episode, episodes that are going to be dropping as this podcast keeps evolving, my hope is always that through these episodes, I'm not just sharing a story and I'm not just sharing things to share, but I'm sharing things in hopes that they land for you. Something resonates. You're able to pull something away from these conversations and from the solo Pamspo episodes that help you in some way, that have you maybe look at things or yourself or the world around you or your life a little bit differently, in a way that ultimately helps you thrive more in this life. So those are always my hopes and intentions with these episodes. So today, yes, I'm going to talk to you about how the brand name Limitless Living came to be, you know, the start of it, how it happened, how it evolved. I'm also going to speak to really what I personally kind of have defined as limitless living and what I want it to mean for women and my messaging behind it. I'm also going to take you through the limitless living guiding principles. And these were developed back in 2011. They're kind of the guideposts and foundations that any clients who have ever worked with me know offhand and use all of the time. Like, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard when people have said, you know, I really needed that LL guiding principle, or I used it to help me through this day or this moment or this situation. So I'm going to share more about them today. I'm even going to tell you a little story of the logo and why I chose a certain color. And then I'm going to wrap up and finish really speaking to what I want limitless living to mean for women everywhere from a collective standpoint, not just an individual one, which I speak to earlier in the episode. So much good stuff that I want to dig in and talk about today. So again, I hope it lands. Let me know. I've been loving hearing from everybody from episode 1, what landed and what you enjoyed. Let me know what comes up for you from this episode. I'm super excited just to see, you know, what does land for those of you tuning in. All righty, Limitless Living. Where did that brand name and that brand come from? Well, so as a business, I started in business back in 2009. At the time, I was working full-time for the Queen's School of Business, running their lifestyle program. I was a lifestyle program coordinator. Loved the job, but it took up a lot of time, obviously, so there was only so much I could do with my own business. That was the year I had come back from university, and a lot of women were asking me to train them one-on-one, and I just didn't have the time to do one-on-one stuff. And so I thought, you know what, why don't I bring groups of women together a couple nights a week, 2-3 nights a week, and I'll run classes, and with the hopes of that they get so much more than just the physical piece, because I've just... I'm going to be honest with you, friends. I've even had a hard time with the term, with calling myself personal trainer or trainer over the years, because my hope is always that I'm providing so much more than just teaching people how to squat and all the things, you know, like just so much more than the physical. So anyways, 2009, I start up these classes. They're boot camp classes for women in the outdoors of Kingston. I register my little business under my name and away we go. And, you know, Mama Tula, my mama, was in the first group, in the first cohort. I can remember my childhood's best friend's mom, I think, signed up. I had some other friends in there. I had my French teacher from high school, Madame Westgarth. Hello, if you're listening. But I was just excited. You know, I was excited to get on this journey. I, like I said, I'd always felt purposeful of doing this work. And of course, I got to do so much wellness coaching and lifestyle stuff in my day-to-day job. But as I've mentioned, my passion was always working with women. So this is how I got to do it coming out of university. So anyways, fast forward a couple of years later in 2011, and what I wanted to do as the classes were kind of, they were always being filled, I was getting to meet amazing women, and as new people were coming in, I kind of wanted to create a little bit more of a brand, right? At this point, I've got an email list, not doing too much on the side because I still have the full-time job, and I thought, okay, let's call this bootcamp something that really encompasses what I'm about, because I really need women to know that they are coming to a community, they are coming to somewhere they're going to learn so much more than just getting a workout, and I want this to be showcased in what I call it. And so I remember thinking, okay, we're talking about all of the things, this is about all of the things, this is like unlimited, this is limitless. And so Limitless Living Bootcamp. All right, Limitless Living Bootcamp. It was what I was going to call it. We're going back in 2011. Social media, sure, we had it, but it wasn't utilized as much for business and branding at the time. So I can remember myself making posters. Yes, I was sharing these like poster images as some kind of files on social media. I was, you know, attaching them to newsletters, not really newsletters. It was an email really to a bunch of people at the time. And here we go. It was Limitless Living Bootcamp for women. And then the tagline, I wanted it to even, you know, more kind of push home the messaging that it was going to be more than just the physical. So I don't always like to be politically correct, if you know me. And so I thought, huh, LL Bootcamp for Women, it ain't just about the physical. And I was like, yes, bingo, bango, stamp it, stick it on the poster. Here we go. And so, yes, I just wanted to call my classes Limitless Living. But then what ended up happening, which I loved, is that women started and my clients started identifying with Limitless Living. And they called themselves like, I'm an LL lady. Are you part of the LL crew? And there became this kind of identity with the community that I kind of just, I was watching it evolve organically, which was pretty awesome. Anyways, before you know it, as the business starts growing and in between there, I leave the position at Queen's, which we can get into in another episode. And so, you know, I'm really jumping in. I'm running classes all the time now. Not only is there a boot camp, there's Women Who Live programs, there's mind body programs, there's mommy and baby boot camp, there's one-on-one training, there's all of the things. And now LL is just stamped all over the place. And women are calling themselves LL ladies. So I'm like, oh no, you ain't a lady. You are a warrior. So before you know it, now we've identified ourselves as LL warriors, Limitless Living warriors, part of this Limitless Living community. You know, my friends and family are asking how LL is doing. One of my good buddies back in, okay, I want to say 2014, nicknamed me LP, which I love. And I love identifying Limitless Pam. If you haven't put it together by now. And so I'm the brand kind of, it grew itself, like, which was really cool to watch and just see how it evolved. And so then I just owned it. You know, I owned it. I registered the corporation under Limitless Living. You know, that's just whatever work I've done, and the work that I've done has evolved. If you followed my journey, I've done quite a few things, including, you know, a Kingston membership site back in 2018 that I called Limitless Living. So Limitless Living as a business and business models has evolved over the years. But the brand really to me is about certain things that I'm going to speak to here in a moment. But the beginnings, which is really cool, is that, you know, I just wanted people to know that a certain boot camp fitness class was about more than just a boot camp and more than just a workout. And then the brand like grew its own feet and people just connected with it, right? Like, and what that speaks to me is that women needed that. You know, I, listen, I'm not I get that 95% of women would sign up, if not more, would sign up because of what they wanted, what they hoped for their body, what, you know, the hopes for their body to change or shrink or get stronger maybe, or any of the things, right? Like, that's what you're signing up for a bootcamp class for, even if I'm branding in a certain way. But the thing is I can promise that if you work with me, you're never getting just the physical component. You're always getting more. And for women to continue, I mean, I've had women since that spring, since 2009, that are still part of the in-person community here in Kingston. And now to see the community growing and getting feet and growing virtually, where I can help literally women everywhere with these things, is just, ugh, my heart is just jumping out of my chest. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is where kind of the term limitless living was born and why it was born. So, yep, simply it was the name that I called Bootcamp, and now it's my brand name, where I brand programs, I brand virtual communities, I brand in-person communities, and now this podcast is all about limitless living for women. And, you know, now I sit here in 2021. And so what do I mean limitless living to be right now? Limitless living, friends, for me, is really about a journey that I hope for women everywhere to take. And of course, their own unique journey, and it's going to look different for everybody. But it is, to me, it means about getting to define and getting to decide what happiness, what success, what joy means to you. Getting to decide how you want to show up when it comes to your wellness and your health and your fitness and your relationships and your professional life, your personal life. Like, you get to ultimately make these decisions. And as you're making these decisions, you allow for them, and you've permission to yourself for these decisions that you've made that are going to serve you best, to be different from the women that surround you, from the women that came before you, from your neighbors, from your friends, from your mother, from your sisters. You allow them to be different because that's what ultimately is going to work best for you. You get to choose. Hence, limitless. This isn't about sky is the limit, chase your dreams. You know, I feel like my younger self, perhaps even there was a piece of me in the branding that felt like, you know, that appealed to me. And now it's more about, there's limitless choice in how you want to show up. You get to decide if you want to be a stay-at-home mom or climb the corporate ladder or take your hustle to a full-time business or have kids or not have kids. Like, how you get to live your life is limitless. There's limitless opportunity within, there's limitless choice within. And that is really what I mean by limitless living and being on this journey. And then not only are you getting to decide and getting to define all these things, but you're doing them from a place of worthiness. You're saying, I am worth showing up for myself this way. I am worth committing to this in my professional life because I'm excited about it, or this in my personal life. I'm committing to be a mom right now, and I'm all in, and I'm worth it, and I love it. And you do this all from a place of, I am worth it. And hello, PS, an aside, who wants a ball cap with I'm worth it on it? Oh yes, they're coming soon. Anyways, I just got really excited about thinking of them as I'm in creation mode. So that's an aside. But yes, limitless living, all about making decisions and defining things on your own terms from a place of worthiness. Now, what ends up happening, a big part of this journey and a big part that I help women when I'm coaching, is taking this journey and making these decisions and practicing discernment. And what do I mean by that? Because if we're really after owning decisions that are best for us and doing them from a place of worthiness, we need to do the work and peel back the layers to make sure that these decisions that we are making for ourselves are actually best for us and not something that's just been served up to us as the answer, right? Bear with me here if you're not getting it, right? Sometimes people around us with the best intentions give us advice on maybe movement, maybe how to eat, maybe how to talk to our partners or our friends, maybe how to show up in our lives and our businesses. It's not that we're always getting messaging that's toxic. I mean, yes, there's a shit ton of toxic messaging out there too, telling us how to live, telling us how to show up in our lives, take up less space, da 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 da. But so be it, whether there's messaging coming with bad intentions or toxic intentions or with the best of intentions, we're bombarded constantly with the messages of how we should show up in our lives, what would make us happy, all of the things. So part of the limitless living journey is peeling back the layers, creating space and doing the work, which I actually would say it might be the hardest part of the work, to really discern whether it is actually us that's making a decision that's best for us and that's going to serve us. And this is a journey. This is easier said than done. Sometimes we make the decision, we realize it's not best for us, we remake the decision, and all of that is okay. But definitely a really important piece of this limitless living journey is discerning, you know, whether these are really the decisions that you're making yourself for yourself. Are they yours? Are they what's best for you? Right. And again, that's a big piece of the work that I love to do, is just helping women with this discerning piece on their limitless living journey. So yes, limitless living is really about a journey, right? That I really hope for women to take. And it just, it's in the name, friends. It's in the name. Everybody's journey is going to be so unique. And I just hope through this podcast and through my work, I'm supporting women and giving them opportunity to see what works best for them. And that's why I believe in choice. I believe in choice when it comes to movement. And I'm a fitness professional. And that's why I said sometimes the personal trainer hat or the science brain of mine can kind of, I can bang my head against the wall a bit, because, you know, science might tell me that, okay, women maybe training like this would be beneficial because of X, Y, and Z, but hang on, if this woman wants to feel like this in her life and this style of movement is doing it for them, then I want them to feel like they can have that choice too. And oh my goodness, we are just jumping into another topic that I'm going to dig deeper into another day, about our relationship to movement and getting to own that a little bit more. But this is where I'm saying that, you know, living this limitless living journey can just show up in all of the ways. And I am so here for it. And, you know, the next piece is, now we've made these decisions, we've discerned that they are ours, we own them, and we show up, we start showing up in the world unapologetically. All right. We start saying, I choose this, not I should do this. Right. And here's a little food for thought. Anytime the should statements jump into your mind, I mean, those are thinking errors. We will definitely talk about thinking errors another day. But should statements, that's an external voice. That's an outside voice. That's not you owning that what you're doing and what you're deciding is a choice, right? So another piece of the limitless living journey is should free living, you know, and I choose living. That's another piece to it, right? It's really limitless living. It's a brand. It's a brand that represents how I hope women take their journeys, and that all of their journeys are going to be so unique to them. And I want them to be so unique to them. And I want women everywhere to be empowered through information that they can critically take a look at and just feel that whatever is best for them doesn't have to be what's best for anybody else. And getting to a point in our lives where we start to become really comfortable making those decisions and showing up for ourselves in that way. All righty. Now, friends, we are going to dig into the limitless living guiding principles. These are principles that I created in 2011 as I was branding, right? The bootcamp classes at the time. And like I said, because I wanted it to be much more than a physical experience, I was kind of adding different things to the community and to the classes to really instill this type of messaging, right? And the guiding principles was a way that I did it. I would introduce all clients to the guiding principles. We pick often a guiding principle or two or three or all five of them before we kick off our workouts. But the best part of this, and really my intention, is that these guiding principles wouldn't just be used while we were working out in class or in a training session, but they would be guiding principles that women could use in their everyday life in a multitude of areas of their lives. And they could just be kind of pillars that they could lean on and reminders that would help them, you know, in moments that they were outside of class or not training or not working with me. And that has proven to be true. Again, the stories that I've heard from women that I've worked with, women that I've worked with in the past that still check in and say, I can hear you speaking to this guiding principle, or this guiding principle came to mind, or I use this today as I was navigating this, is just, you know, that makes my heart smile. That's the work, right? It wasn't principles. I didn't want these principles just to be utilized during a workout. I really wanted them to ripple into every aspect of women's lives. And I'm proud to say that they have. And so I'm going to share them with you today. I'm going to share a few thoughts around them, and hopefully it leaves you with a little food for thought on using them in your own life. And do know that I could dig in for hours and hours upon hours for every single guiding principle. So we're just kind of skimming the surface, but you will definitely hear more about them through conversations with others and some solo episodes that I'm going to do in the coming episodes. So lots to dig into here. So five guiding principles. I always want to say this one's my favorite, but I think they're all my favorite for different reasons. The first one I do hold near and dear to my heart, though, it is dare not to compare. So years ago, I remember being at a fitness conference and seeing a successful life coach speaking. This was years ago. And she was talking about comparison. And she said this statement that I can remember how she was standing on the stage when she said it in this moment. And I wrote it down right away. And here I'm sitting here 14 years later, still remembering it and still talking about it. And she said, comparison is the root cause of so much suffering. And I was like, wow, you know, when something just hits you and you almost freeze because it just feels like it makes so much sense. And yeah, it's, when do we compare ourselves to others and feel good about it? Now, listen, there's comparison of inspiration, and that's a whole different other topic. Sometimes, yes, we can take a look at other people's lives and be inspired by it or motivated in a certain way, and we can dig into that topic another time. But more often than not, especially if you think in a fitness class with a big group of women, comparison is often not necessarily something that's inspiring, but something that could be detrimental to one's mindset, right? We're comparing physicalities, we're comparing ourselves to others, right? And we don't just do that, no, with just our physical bodies, but it's definitely a thing that I know from professional experience and from personal experience that a lot of us can struggle with. And then, you know, you add social media to the whole game and to our lives now, and it's just easier to do that on all levels, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, ladies, comparison just, it steals joy and it creates so much unnecessary suffering. And my hope for women everywhere is that instead of comparing ourselves to others, we start to choose to own our own stories, own our bodies, own our dreams, own our own journeys, right? And then honoring our uniqueness and focusing on just watering our own grass. And with that, and what I love about using this guiding principle is, of course, that brings us so much more peace on an individual level, right? But what it does is that when we stop comparing, right, we stop this competition that it's like this culture wants us to be in competition with one another. Because listen, if we're competing with one another, then we're not working together, we're not smashing ceilings. And well, that's a whole other conversation about stuff that we will definitely be digging into another day. But when we're comparing ourselves and not feeling good about ourselves, it's like the woman next to us becomes our competition, right? Instead of being someone we can lock arms with and celebrate and cheer on and move forward with. And that is about the world that I would want to create, right? So individually, ditching comparison is just, it's helpful because we don't need to create this unnecessary suffering in our minds, but it's also helpful on a collective level, right? Because if we don't feel triggered by another woman's success or physical being or any of the things, right? Then we can celebrate her. We can lock arms with her. We can move forward with her. And that is what also I really want Limitless Living to be about. So guiding principle number one, dare not to compare. Definitely a favorite. And it hits home. You're talking to a girl who was a competitive athlete for most of her young youth life. So it hits home. And it's one that I use a lot. All right. So listen, I don't know if you've heard before, but often the rule makers can often be the rule breakers. So I need these guiding principles just as much as anybody else. Let's move into the next one. Simply, It's be present. Now you think about using this in a movement class. I would always tell my clients that, of course, the more present you are in your bodies, the more safer you'll do exercises, the more effective you will be with the exercises, and you'll really be able to kind of own this time for yourself, right? And disconnect from the everyday. You get to just have this hour for you. So, okay, this is how we can use it in class. But I think the real test of being present and when it can serve us the most in our lives is often when being present is the most challenging, right? It's often when we're overwhelmed by digging up our past or feeling anxious with all the expectations of our future, and practicing being present in that moment and practicing bringing our energy back to this moment. One of my favorite things that I use in class all the time, but I think of with myself a lot too, is energy goes where your attention flows, right? We start looking forward too far, getting anxious about all the unknowns, or we're digging up our past and we're feeling overwhelmed, and our energy becomes, you know, wrapped up in something that's not even existing in the moment, right? And what we can do by being present is we can just learn more about ourselves. We can learn more about the world around us by living even more mindfully and with intention, right? So yes, being present when it comes to movement and fitness, awesome. So many benefits. Being present in our lives can be so helpful. And I would argue that right now, as the world itself is navigating unknowns that no one has the answer to, bringing ourselves back to the day, to right now, to being present, to where can we put our energy right now, you know, so that I don't even know if I want to say feeling better in this moment, or just being able to be present in this moment so that we're not rocked by the potential of future circumstances or future outcomes, or, you know, sitting and thinking about our past too much, right? So being present, super powerful. If you're interested in a really great resource, actually, Practicing the Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, where you can kind of dig in and do a bit of the work, is a great resource. When I studied at the Center of Neuroscience, that was one of the materials on our reading list. So you can look into that, and I'll put that too on the write-up for the podcast. So I will put that in text just in case, you know, you're someone where you can't write that down right now and you really want to tune in. So we've gone through two guiding principles: dare not to compare, be present. And the next one, it sounds simple, but oof, there is depth to it. It is I can. Now, what do I mean by I can? First glance, or I guess not first glance, first time hearing it, you're like, okay, so I can do whatever I put my mind to. I can do the thing. Funny thing is, I always tell the story that younger Pam, not as wiser Pam, 10 years ago when I made these guiding principles, that is more what I meant, that you can do what you put your mind to. Fast forward a couple of years, a little bit of a burnout existential crisis, 2012, that's an episode or 10 in of itself. But what I really mean by I can, right, is that my hope is that women start to feel that they can handle whatever life throws at them, right? And I can is just going back to, or what I really want to highlight with I can is that the mind is powerful, and the thoughts that we want to choose thoughts that support us, right? And so, of course, I can't do this, or I can't be as good as her, or any of these things that you can think of in a movement class. That's not going to be a thought that serves you. And my ladies know, if you're listening and you've worked with me before, you've definitely heard me say this, because I say this about a handful of times if you're training with me, is what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself? Make sure those thoughts are serving you. That is something that I just hammer home to women when they work with me, right? So I can, it's about fostering self-trust and the belief that we can handle whatever life throws at us. And it's also about, I can is also knowing that we can ask for help, right? We can seek people and resources to help us when we're struggling, to help us when the I can'ts are taking over, right? We don't believe that asking for help is a weakness. It's a freaking superpower, right? Our thoughts, the things that we think about, they create our realities. So my hope is that we challenge ourselves to change them when the thoughts aren't serving us. And that is the deeper meaning behind I can, which can come across as super simple, but just so much more depth to it, right? It's just, it's fun. It's easy to say I can, right? And like I said, younger Pam was all about, yes, I can do the thing. And sure, you can do the thing, but guess what? When you set out to do the thing, there's going to be shitstorms and obstacles that come in your way as you're trying to do the thing and achieve the thing. So the hope there is that really the intention behind I can is that you feel that you can handle those obstacles and you can handle even when the I can'ts pop up on the journey, right? Because you seek the resources, you ask for help, you start working on changing your thoughts that don't serve you. So guiding principle number three, I can. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. Moving on. Number four, simple statement, commitment. And what type of commitment? Commitment to ourselves. One of the things I always say when I'm introducing these guiding principles to new clients is that I'm here as a coach to remind you to get yourself on your priority list, to commit to yourself, to commit to your well-being, your movement, to commit to the limitless living journey, right? And that is really what I mean by this guiding principle, right? It's about prioritizing, committing to your body, your mind, your spirits, right? Is to be empowered by knowing that how we choose to commit gets to be defined by us, all right? It gets to be defined by us. So how we commit, that's your decision to make. But what I hope to impart is that the commitment to yourself, that's a non-negotiable, all right? What you get to negotiate is the how. What's non-negotiable is that you make it on your priority list, right? And having worked with women over the years, especially, I mean, women just naturally fall into roles of caregiving a little bit more than men do. And I'm not, you know, trying to make this an argumentative discussion in any way, but it's just where I think we're biologically more wired to show up as caregivers, whether we're mothers ourselves or how we show up with our community. And what ends up happening is that other people make the priority list before we do, right? So commitment as a guiding principle is there to remind you that you deserve to be on your priority list. And I always kind of joke around with the ladies that if you can't make it to number one and you're struggling making to number one, I encourage you to even make your top three, okay? Get yourself at least a top three as we do more of the work and I help you get closer to that number one spot, right? So again, committing to yourself, that's the non-negotiable. All right, the negotiating part that you get to do is the how. And that's where a lot of the work can be done and even sometimes the fun work. Right. So we have now gone through four guiding principles, the last one. And what I didn't share at the beginning is actually this last one was added. So this last one actually didn't exist in 2011. This last one got added in 2013. Again, post 2012 crash and burnout Pam, because this was a big piece of my healing using this guiding principle. And I did a lot of research and it could just really change the game for women if we learn to use it with ourselves. And what is this guiding principle? It's self-compassion. Ha. And I always joke with the ladies or when I have newcomers come to my movement classes is who knew, you know, that fitness and self-love came together as a package, or that boot camp and self-love came together as a package, and being kind to yourself actually is something that we talk about and really own here, but it is so important. So, you know, self-compassion, being done with self-criticism, you know, and I mean, again, easier said than done. But it just is being self-critical. We know it doesn't make us feel good. It makes us feel exhausted. It prevents us from moving towards our goals with any sort of joy. And you know what research tells us? That we become more motivated and inspired when we're actually kind to ourselves. You know, when we choose to show ourselves self-compassion and ditch the self-critical lens, you can add more joy to your life that way. You know, you can add more joy to the process of achieving goals that are difficult or hard. You can take away the pressure some days when life can feel heavy and hard, which I don't know, I'm guessing you're with me. This past year has felt heavy and hard. And I have upped the doses of self-compassion like 100-fold some days. And I've encouraged all clients of mine to do the same. Like, just showing up in the world today, I think we should just all be given high fives for. So that kindness thing that you're really good at giving to other people, sprinkling it on yourself, using it for yourself, especially in the moments that you're really struggling, it really truly can make all the difference. And you are talking to a girl that like self-criticism and being hard on oneself is like was the name of the game for so many years over here. And so learning to just sprinkle that kindness on myself, I'm telling you, was a game changer and can still be a game changer in so many moments for me. If you are interested in learning more about self-compassion, Dr. Kristen Neff, which again, I'll link to in the podcast caption, she is kind of a lead ringer in research when it comes to self-compassion and using it and just tying all these things, this concept together for women. So again, I hate to pick favorites, but I'd have to say again, this is one, I think it's close to my heart, right? When I first developed these guiding principles, I didn't include this one. There was actually four at the beginning. So come to think about it, yeah, there was just four until I added this one. And this one is just so important, right? And, you know, when you will use it for movement in classes, it's kind of like, you know, some days women will show up to class. Maybe you haven't nourished that well that day. Maybe you couldn't sleep well. Maybe you had a crappy day at work, or you got into an argument with your partner or a friend. And on those days, the last thing that you might need is to be super hard on yourselves when it comes to, you know, the amount of pushups you were able to do. It might serve you way better to like high five yourself and be extra kind to yourself that you just showed up for movement that day and you're there to do whatever you can. You know, like I say to ladies, there's days where it's about the I can and pushing forward and knowing that we could handle the difficulty of the workout. And then some days it's about self-compassion, high-fiving ourselves that we showed up and being mindful and being kind to ourselves as we're moving through and doing something for ourselves. So yes, we can use self-compassion during workouts. We can use self-compassion in our everyday life. It is such a game changer. And boy, oh boy, do I ever encourage you to use it. All right. And maybe learn a little bit more about it. We will definitely be digging into self-compassion more in an upcoming episode with another expert. So I'm super excited about that. But Dr. Kristen Neff, if you want to learn a little bit more, is a great person to look into, to do a little bit more of this work. Ladies, those are your five LL guiding principles. First one, dare not to compare. Second one, be present. Third one, I can. Fourth one, commitment. Fifth one, self-compassion. And it's interesting. If I just say those five guiding principles, sound pretty simple, but I'm telling you the ripple effect that they could have on your life when it comes to, sure, movement, but also your everyday life. If you own them, dig into them a little bit more, they're powerful. And I'm saying that now from 10 years of having use them with clients and use them myself and constantly using them. I mean, give me all the guiding principles every day this past year, right? Like, and here's a little like fun that we have with the LL in-person community here in Kingston is so often at the beginning of class, basically I have everybody pick their guiding principle and share with everybody else. Like, here we are, we're doing some warming up. We're getting the mobility work. We're getting ready for a good workout, and I'm calling out the names and you tell me your guiding principle or if it's more than one that you need. And sometimes, you know, the ladies be like, give me all five. So that was trending one summer. It was give me all five. And one of my lovely clients, Jane, she's totally a leader in the group, and she brings so much joy to all of our workouts when she's there. And she coined, when we need all five, the five factor. So, which is awesome. So the days that we need all those guiding principles and we want to use them for the workout that day, or we just want to bring them in that day, we've coined it the five factor. And then this one's awesome. I love this. So this just gives you a little taste to, you know, sometimes the convos that go down and the laughs and the, you know, our ability to take things lightly sometimes and just have some fun in class and be very, very honest and open and all of the things. But I still remember, let's go back to, it was summer 2020. So now it was classes. We were coming out of lockdown. LL classes were at Lake Ontario Park in Kingston, Ontario. And one of my lovely clients, who was like quiet, you know, it was, she was quiet during setup. I was talking with some of the other ladies. She hadn't really said much. Class was starting. We did our warm up. I'm going around, and she goes, she needed the five factor, but I was like, okay, Katie, what? Well, what for you? What guiding principles to you? She goes, effing five factor. And so now another option that women can decide they need is triple F. So sometimes we are triple F in it. And it gives us a little bit more juice behind the guiding principles when we need them. So I told you, I'm not all just depth. I'm fun and sarcasm and all of the things. And we have that at Limitless Living. So yeah, that's a little aside. Sometimes we use five factor. Sometimes we triple F it. Oh, so there you have it, folks. The Limitless Living Guiding Principles. Hope they give you a little food for thought. Hope you use them. Maybe just even one lands for you that helps you. But that is that. All right. So yeah, there's a lot behind Limitless Living, right? There's the beliefs about the messaging and the Limitless Living journey. There are the pillars, you know, the guiding principles. And you also have a girl who really thought about the color of the branding for Limitless Living. And let's rewind back to when I really made it more formal to own the LL brand. And I created the logo that you currently see. And I wanted to have a specific brand color for the logo, not to say that the logo won't appear in other colors, maybe on merchandise or, you know, in different branding material, but kind of like the LL color, what was it going to be? And I toyed with red for a bit. Okay. I toyed with red because I saw it to be a powerful color, right? And, you know, a brand of power where women felt empowered and they felt powerful in their bodies and powerful in their lives. So I'm like, okay, red kind of makes sense. And what's interesting is two of my closest friends actually shared what their thoughts on the color. And I hesitated at first because I loved it and I wanted it to be that, but I really wanted to fit. I wanted it to somehow fit with the brand messaging, right? And so my bestie's like, it only makes sense. Gold. How are you not doing it gold? Like LL should be gold. And I mean, I love gold. I love wearing my gold hoops. I love gold and black together. But I was like, yeah, but okay, just because I like it, like, come on. I know you're my bestie and everything, but why are we making this brand gold? You know, my logo gold. And as I sat with it and how, like, I want meaning behind things. I just do. Okay. I had friends being like, you're thinking about this way too much. Pick a damn color and just go with it. But, you know, it has to mean something for me, right? Like, it's like my tattoos. I have three tattoos. They all have really deep meaning. We are so not going to get into that conversation today, but it had to mean something. If I was going to pick that color, it couldn't just be because I liked it. I'm like, wait a second. I want women to really value themselves. What are we taught to value? Gold. Gold has high value, right? Like, we know that gold is valuable. We know that gold is valuable. It's non-negotiable. It's something that we all know. And I'm like, huh, I want women to value themselves just like we're taught to value gold. Bingo, bango, boom. So that's what it was. The bestie said, pick gold. I was like, why? Just because I love it? And she's like, well, sure. I love it too. It would look good on merchandise and all of the things. And yes, that's important. And we're going to have merchandise with the gold on the black and sure, other colors too. But yeah, I was like, okay, we're running with gold because I want women to value themselves as much as we are taught to value gold. And that is the story of the LL brand color. Now, my final thoughts here, folks. I talked about earlier how I want LL to mean something on an individual level for women, most definitely. But I think ultimately what I kind of alluded to when talking about the dare not to compare guiding principle is that when we do the work and we have safe spaces, be it coaches, be it communities, be it our families, where, you know, we're given permission to do the work and the safe spaces to do the work where we can become more brave with our lives and be on this limitless living journey. What ends up happening naturally when women feel better about themselves and better about their life choices and they feel more powerful in their bodies and more powerful in their lives, as I said, the woman next to them is no longer a competition, right? We're much better able to celebrate the woman around us. We're much better able to link arms with them and move forward. And that is kind of that big, our overarching dream of Limitless Living, is to create a sisterhood, right? Where women are not looking to compare, not looking to outcompete, not any of these things that we are really often taught by our culture. We just are. And again, I'm wait for another episode to dig into all of that, right? But where we can really come together and when we can cheer each other on, right? Because we feel much more confident with ourselves and confident in our own lives, right? And I've seen this through and through personally and professionally play out so much. I mean, we've all heard about the Mean Girls crew. And, you know, I think it's almost, it's so toxic to hear about. I've heard men even, you know, talk about women being catty with one another. Ugh, I hate that word, right? But it's something that exists. I can't stand it. I don't find myself in any circles, gladly and by choice, in groups that do it. But when you look at like the root cause why all of this is taking place, you know, a woman who is throwing stones at another woman isn't feeling great about something about herself, period, right? So the thing is if we can do the work on ourselves, then there's no throwing stones at anyone else. There's no group of mean girls outing someone else. There's circles of women that are coming together to connect and to celebrate each other and to move forward and to be there through each other through the struggles. That is what Limitless Living is. I've been so grateful over the years to create these in-person communities. I can just, honestly, I'm getting emotional almost thinking about it, not gonna lie. Just the safe space and the growth and what can happen when women really get on each other's sides. I'm very passionate about this, extremely passionate about this. It's like magic can frickin' happen when this happens, when we know that there's a community of women behind us really, truly wanting the best for us. That is what I want for women everywhere, that I feel is so important, even more so now than ever, right? And I can only do that so much in person. I can only do that so much in person with clients that I get to work with here in Kingston, Ontario, and with clients that I get to work with one-on-one, because I don't have so much space to take on tons of one-on-one clients. But, and of course, the community piece can't happen that much in the one-on-one. Anyways, but I am in the process right now of creating the Limitless Living Sisterhood. That's going to be a virtual experience, a fitness and a coaching membership where women can find community, where women connect with one another. And I'm really excited about birthing this baby, because my hope is that it does so many of the things, not only on an individual level that I want for women to happen and to take place, but on a collective level as well. Full transparency, I was hoping to have it launched already, but life, honestly, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Life. I'm a one-man show over here. I'm taking care of technology while kind of navigating some of my own, call it personal struggles, COVID struggles, any of the things. So I am onboarding some help this week so that I can have everything ready to go for the sisterhood officially as of next Monday, the 10th, right? So you're listening to this episode. It's dropping on the 3rd. And so if you're listening to this, it's the 10th. If you're listening to it on the 10th, it's today. But the sisterhood will be open and you can join this online community where, yes, there's going to be some awesome workouts that you can do and you can play on demand from anywhere. There's going to be places where you can show up live to connect with me in the community. There is going to be a sisterhood of amazing women there to support you. Just women doing the work, right? Like, not just there for some awesome, great workouts, which, great, if you want to sign up just for the awesome, great workouts, please do. But just know, just as I've really hammered home in this episode, is that Limitless Living is about so much more. So if you're joining the sisterhood, I am going to challenge you to do the work, the personal growth work. I've got experts coming into chat. I've got me doing coaching. I am going to jump on for some live workouts every once in a while so you get the taste of being live with me and even with some other clients, and you'll have access to on-demand workouts. And my hope is that this community really becomes a hub where women feel supported, right? And you can feel supported from anywhere in the world, because I want the Limitless Living Journey to be available to women everywhere in the world, because I think we need it now more than ever, as I think I've already expressed in this episode. So that is what I have to say about limitless living in this episode, friends. And of course, just like pretty much any topic, I could speak to the brand, the messaging, all the guiding principles, my hopes for LL, so much more, but I wanted to give you just a little snapshot of it all today in episode number 2. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this means a lot to me. I'm just so excited for these podcasts to keep evolving and the community to keep growing. So I love to hear from you. If you tuned into the episode, what landed for you? What guiding principle did you really like? Yeah, I would just love to hear from you. Follow, subscribe. Right now, currently, the podcast is still only available on Spotify and Anchor. It will be distributed to iTunes and a variety of other channels over the course of the next little while. I just await for distribution approval. So it will be accessible everywhere, but I'm super grateful for all of you that are tuning in at the beginning of this piece of my own LL journey, the podcast LL journey. So thank you so much for being here.